couple of sports notes from over the weekend. Man, our Tigers, you know, as promising as we have been playing.
Yeah.
It was the White Sox. But what I'm disappointed in is that, geez, Spencer Turnbull goes on the injured list.
Yep.
Michael Fulmer goes on the injured list.
Yep.
And apparently, man, Jacoby Jones.
They're saying so long to him. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, if he clears waivers, right?
They'll probably sign with a minor league contract, yeah. Maybe, because, you know, when he plays well defensively, he's always been well offensively.
Right.
You need a little bit more, certainly, than he has been giving us. Mm-hmm. But he was always a fan favorite, just because he always played all out.
Yeah, he was. But just, if you can't hit the ball, then it's not going to last long. That's the problem.
Not at all. And it's bottom line, baseball is a business, and you have to be on with the business. And if you're not performing, somebody else is ready to step in.
Still, you know what? Frustrating they lost 3-4 to Chicago, but they played, other than yesterday, they played pretty well. That comeback that they had on Friday night when they were down by, what was it, 6 runs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they came all the way and took the lead in the eighth inning. That's something you weren't seeing from Tigers teams of the last couple of years, that if they went down by 6 or 7 runs, that was pretty much the game. This Tigers team, no, they fought back. And, you know, give credit to the manager A.J. Hinch and his staff. I think they have put a little bit of belief into this team that, you know, you got to keep fighting and that they have the tools to fight back. That's the thing, unlike maybe the last couple of years.
Yeah, especially since we know early part of the season we were struggling offensively.
Right.
Now that it's kicked in, it seems to have come alive.
Yeah. So just get some of these arms back, and they should be all right. I was reading on social media, there's one baseball writer who said, this with Turnbull's injury, this might hurt the Tigers' chances of trading him. To which there are many Tigers fans and other writers saying, wait a second, why would they trade Turnbull? They're not going to do that at all. That would be dumb if they did that. So let's hope that does not happen.
Are we still in that mode of getting a guy as trade bait?
Yes.
He wasn't talking about that with Matthew Boyd, too, when he started so well. They're thinking, well, you know, come on.
Right.
At some point, you got to retain that if you're going to build that future.
Exactly.
Especially these young guys.
Exactly.
Fans are attaching themselves to.
Right. I don't see that happening.
Probably the strangest sports story, the most difficult and unfortunate sports story, was in golf.
That was unreal.
Oh, that was crazy.
I missed it, but on live TV, he found out that
he just walked off the green. As soon as he got off the green, two officials in masks met him and stopped him. And with, oh my gosh, something happened to his family or what? And it was COVID that he had... had been exposed to someone, and he had two tests on Saturday, one early on before he went out, and I believe that one was positive, but then they had to do a second one. So while he was out golfing, they were analyzing the second one, and it, too, was positive.
Oh, man.
And he had shot, a 64 that day, right?
He had completed the previous day's round and had a hole-in-one
that. Yes, right.
And he was six shots ahead, easily well out front of everybody else. And I had a brief text back and forth with Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, and Bill said, you know, you would have thought that they could have let Rahm go out first or last all alone on the final day and play his round of golf. But that's not the way the entering rules were set up, you know, the way it's governed and that everyone had participated under. So Rahm said he understood. He broke down. Yeah. And then they escorted him off to the scoring tent where he withdrew. And but he issued a tweet that he understood what happened, and he said it was unfortunate, and that he wished that he would be watching as the two that were tied would be going in. It did. Well, it went into a one-hole playoff.
Yeah,
And it was quite a golf story, that's for sure.
Yeah, surreal. Surreal to see that, especially just after how much he was dominating that.
Yeah, he was just dominating.
I don't think he would have lost.
No, in fact, the guys who won, they had like they were 12 under, and he was above that when he withdrew, well ahead of it.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
that's just
very surreal.
One of the weirder sports stories in this world that we live in.
Yeah.